This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here it comes on Thursday night, Umpquactors Community Theater Summer Musical. It's that time of year, and Executive Director Melody Schweigel. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm sure it's a quiet week for you.
So quiet, nothing happening at all.
Summer Musical has been so popular in the Umpqua Valley for many years. What do you have planned this time around?
We are doing Anastasia the Musical this summer.
And tell us about that. What is Anastasia all about?
Well, Anastasia is based on, well, at least this production is based on the 1997 cartoon that Warner Brothers had out. And they turned it into a Broadway musical. And it has a lot of the original songs from the cartoon that everybody kind of grew up with. If you're a millennial, you know, Gen X, it touches on every generation. It's about Anastasia, one of the Romanov family members, the youngest daughter of the Romanov family members, to be exact. And it's the rumor that she survived that massacre in 1918 against the Romanov family. And she meets up with two gentlemen who are trying to escape Russia, and she is trying to find her way to Paris because that is the only clue that she knows who she is, because she has amnesia. And so they try to convince her that she could be Anastasia, and they travel to Paris to convince the Dowager Empress that she is actually Anastasia. And it's a story that has lived from 1918 to probably about 5 years ago, when they actually believe that Anastasia may have actually survived. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, heartbreaking story. There's some funny moments in it. It's just amazing singing, great dancing, fabulous sets, lovely costumes. And we do it with a cast of 5 people, and we've got a live orchestra. I think there's about 16 people in the orchestra. And we're looking out between everybody, probably about 65 to 70 volunteers on this one.
Wow. So what's everybody else doing then?
For the...
I mean, in terms of, you got the orchestra, you've got people on stage, what's all the back volunteer stuff?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of people who are... we've got 2 spotlights, we've got people who are working crew, people running the pipe schedule. The front of house volunteers are a lot of our ushers. We're actually using a lot of our kids who are going to New York with us this next year. A lot of their families are volunteering for ushers and for concessions and for some of the blind bags that we're going to be doing for fundraisers, but... it's lovely when you have this many community members come together for one production like this. It just makes my heart happy.
Well, and I mean, a lot of effort goes into it, and you're doing how many performances?
We are doing 8 performances. We open Thursday, July 24th, and we run through August 3rd. So we have Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and Sunday matinees at 2 at Jacoby Auditorium.
Well, summer musicals really give you an opportunity to do some things you can't normally do in the UAC Theater.
100%. So our theater at the Betty Long Under Theater, it holds 100 seats. So we are actually a little bit limited to some of the bigger, larger shows that we can do there. Whereas when you're at Jacoby Auditorium, you don't really have a limit on how big you can make it. It's like the Holt Center. So these productions are on a much more grander scale. And our sets are bigger, our costumes are bigger, our budget is bigger, and we are so, so incredibly grateful to all of our sponsors, especially Cow Creek. They've been doing our presenting sponsor for about 10 years now. And without our sponsors, actually, we would not be able to put on these types of productions.
So what's the age range of the actors?
Our youngest is 10, and it is Alexa. She is playing our young Anastasia and the young Alexei. And so we go from 10 to, I think Wendy is, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Wendy. Wendy, you're probably like 50, right? She's, Wendy's our oldest one. She's playing the Dowager Empress, Wendy Wycombe.
Wow. So you go through all this. What's it like to, I mean, when did you start rehearsing, first of all?
Well, we started planning this probably a year ago, and then we had our auditions in May. And we've just been going full speed in May, since May.
Wow. And yet, and you're dealing with other things that you act at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we've had lots of, we have a production that was happening at the same time, Noise is Off. We have another production that's happening right now in rehearsal that's opening up our 25-26 season, Picasso at Le Panangil, which opens in September. We've had all of our kids' camps happening at the same time and just trying to prep for our new season.
Wow. So you're pretty busy.
Super busy. Absolutely.
So if people want to get tickets for this, what do they need to know?
You can purchase them at uact-theater.com. You can call us at 541-673-2125, or you can even purchase them at the door.
Now, if somebody's never come to Summer Musical before, what would you say to really get their attention to show up?
It's... If you've ever seen a show at the Holt Center, it is on that level. It is a just a beautiful representation of what our community performers and community members love doing. It's their passion, and you are really going to enjoy what your neighbors have in store for you.
All right, Anastasia, opening Thursday night with Umpqua Actors Community Theater at Jacoby Auditorium. UACT Executive Director Melody Schweigel, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.